Hey gang, good morning. Welcome back, you guys. Episode 103 of Zero Carb Journal. I'm Matt, as always. Nice to see you guys. Good morning. How are you? Did you have a good week? Did you have a good holiday if you're here in the States? I hope you had a great one. I bet you made some great progress. I had a good week. It's been kind of tough, but it was good. It's been really cold here, like waking up in the low 20s. And I kind of got roped into mayhem on my boat there in the beginning of the week, and it was nasty, to be honest. Working down in a freezing marina and just, yeah, it was sort of stressful. But anyways, made some progress and got it pushed pretty well out of the way. And then it's been the long weekend. So I went and visited my family for the holiday. And that was really nice to see everybody. It was too short, but it was great. And now I'm just kind of resting on the weekend. And I think I've got another day or so on my boat down there, and then I think it's going to go away, and I'm going to get to focus on some other stuff. So I'm looking forward to that. I've had a good week in general, just kind of pushing through my projects and getting ready for my next step. So from a zero carb perspective, it's been great. I just have been eating, for the most part, the same thing I was eating last week, which I'm kind of enjoying this new mix. And what I've been doing is I mentioned it last week, just mixing my ribeye bacon that I like to make, regular bacon, and then mixing those things with my ground beef, my homegrown ground beef. And it's great. It adds just enough fat. I get the bulk of my food from my homegrown ground beef, but with the added bacon and ribeye, I increase the fat a little bit and get a little flavor. And it's been treating me well. I've been feeling pretty darn good this week. It's funny, right? When I work all day and I do that one meal a day thing, which is just kind of by default how I end up. But I do end up with like a food deficit or something at the end of the week. I've talked about this in the past. And some of you have expressed that you do the same thing. But, I'll just find myself like ravenously hungry on the weekends and to where I just kind of eat all day. So yesterday was one of those days. I hadn't been eating much over this last week because of all the stuff that was going on. And so yesterday I ate a lot. I ate, how much? I think I want to say like 3 pounds of ground beef and a pound of bacon or something like that, and a little bit of ribeye. It was quite a bit, but I just kind of grazed all day, which is totally unusual. But I woke up hungry and ate breakfast, and then I was hungry again at lunch, and then I was hungry again in the afternoon. And I felt pretty good. I didn't overeat and make myself sick. I did end up getting up in the middle of the night and using the toilet a couple times. And I wanted to touch on that. I have been experimenting with different bacons a little bit. And one of the ones I tried was the Kirkland, the Costco brand, low salt. And I tried that not because I was concerned about salt, but because the low salt versions tend to have no sugar either. And so it did have a very simple ingredients list, but it had, I'm not going to get them right, but the sodium methorborate and another sodium phosphate maybe or something like that, which they're pretty much present in all the bacons, but I do think that they, in my case, tend to pull liquid into my colon, it seems like, so, because the bacon does tend to lead to even looser stools. And so that might have been what was going on last night, because I did eat essentially a whole pack of that bacon yesterday, and I definitely felt it last night. I wasn't sick, but I had to get up and use the toilet a couple times, which is unusual. I did also eat a ton of food, and I ate all day, so at any rate, just a little comment on how, I'm doing, I guess, in general. But I did not feel sick. I didn't have any, discomfort or anything. And even when I went and visited, I didn't have any, when I was away from home this weekend, I was fine. I didn't have any symptoms come on, which usually do when I leave home, basically, but especially if I go eat somewhere else. So I did bring all my own food, so that was probably a big part of that. But at any rate, it's been a good week. I've been feeling pretty good and making some progress. I actually made some big progress in something that's not zero carb at all, but I'll just touch on it here. You know, one of the issues, something that I've been struggling with is here in my personal life is ever since I built this shack, I've had very limited place to keep things that doesn't get wrecked by the weather. And I had a room in the big house for the last 3 years because I was renting out the rooms individually. But I rented the whole house out this last October. And I just realized a major pitfall of that when I was on this over this weekend when I went to visit my parents. And that pitfall is that I have zero climate-controlled storage anywhere on this property. Anywhere for all my stuff. And so when I went down there, we were having this highly unusual cold snap, not highly unusual, but really cold for us to be below freezing. And it was 23 the other night when I got home, and you know, in the low 20s basically throughout the week. So when I went down to Thanksgiving, I found myself going like, oh no, I'm leaving my little house to freeze. And indeed, I froze my sink drain. It was frozen when I got home, which was no big deal. But also just the entire place is frozen. So all of my stuff, my guitars and amplifiers and electronics and cameras and thousands of pounds of records. And so it all gets really cold and then it just takes forever to warm up. And of course, I don't think it's all great for it because it's, you know, the humidity's swinging wildly and the temperature's swinging wildly and not good for the few things that I keep here. It's the only place I have that where I, you know, brought my important things like my guitar and stuff. So at any rate, I realized that these changes I've made over the last few years have, well, it was really just this change of last October when I really got rid of all of my climate-controlled storage. And I realized when I was visiting my folks here that I was, that was a problem. So I hurried home to take care of getting things warmed back up. I didn't want to leave things freezing. I have this masonry heater here that can keep the cold off for 24 hours or so, but much past that, everything would have been 20-something degrees. And it was 44 in here when I got home. At any rate, so that's something that was made evident to me this week and that I definitely am going to remedy in the near future here so that I can do some more traveling and, you know, have a safe space to keep my things. So that's really neither here nor there, but it is sort of just another little piece of the puzzle of my journey here in you know, finding my health and moving out of my house and getting it rented and figuring out an alternative place to stay and all that. So it's kind of part and parcel of this whole, journey I've been on. And actually, it feels pretty good. I made some decisions that are going to help, you know, that kind of brought on me realizing I need to get some more power up here and things like that. So I did. I bought some cable, and I'll be, you know, doing some more construction type stuff. I don't need to go into too much detail, but just feels good. Feels like I kind of got over sort of a little bit of a hump in terms of what seemed like a difficult issue to resolve, and I've found a solution. So that feels good, making progress. And let's see, what else? So this week I'm going to hopefully go say goodbye to my boat, and then I hopefully will get a little break between this boat and the next one starting in a couple weeks or a week or something like that. And so I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to, like I said, I'll be working around here trying to get myself some climate control and a little more power and capabilities to maybe have a little more hot water and maybe build a shower next summer or something like that. So I can stop taking bird baths before my journals here. But yeah, just sort of recognizing some shortcomings and working on making some progress and making things better around here. So in the next couple weeks, I hope to continue to do that. So that should be good. And that's about it, you guys. I don't have a whole lot to share today. Let's see. What did I want to talk about from a zero carb perspective? There was something, but I don't remember what it was now. Oh, I don't know. I don't recall. So, yeah. So I think I'm going to let it be a really short one today, you guys. I'm going to just pretty much spend the day, I think, relaxing, watching some football. just getting ready for a week, hopefully just a day or two on the boat, wrapping it up, and then a week of getting caught up around here. I've been busy, you know, as you guys know, and I just feel like I haven't had any time. Yesterday, I finally got a little time to kind of tidy this place up, and so I'm looking forward to getting a little break, and I think I'll spend this week probably. I got some errands to run, some driver's license and tabs and, you know, just life stuff that kind of seems to be hard to keep up with. So that's my plan. I hope you guys are doing good. Oh, I know what I wanted to touch on. I just wanted to mention that it looks like the sign-ups, tickets are available for the Carnivore Conference in May in Boulder, and I am interested. It's hard for me to get away, especially that time of year. The boats will be needing to be finished right then. That's really the hot time, but it's only a couple days and I've been working a lot, so maybe I could pull it off, flying and my dog and places to leave him, and I got some things to work out, but I'm considering it. I'm sort of on the fence, but I'm considering it. So I was thinking about how nice it would be to just meet anyone else who eats this way and compare notes, and of course that'd be a great place to do that. So let me know if any of you guys are thinking about going. I'm on the fence, but I guess now's the time to just maybe buy some tickets and commit and then try and work the rest of it out later. So let me know if you guys are thinking about going, and like I said, I'm not terribly interested in the talks, but I'd love to participate in the social part of it. As you guys know, I don't hold, you know, I don't give the science side of it too much. It's not my bag. Enough about that. Anyways, that's all I wanted to say was, let me know if you guys are going or thinking about going, and or if you think I should go, if it'd be useful. And that's about it, I guess. I do have a doctor appointment coming up in a week or two. I guess it's in a week, and I'll talk to him about what my next steps are. But currently I'm feeling like I'm just kind of holding the line here and staying the course. My zero carb therapy is working pretty well for me, and it doesn't seem like I have. Well, whatever. I don't know what to do about my doctors. That's kind of, I'll boil all that down. I don't know what to do about medical stuff, you guys. I'm still sort of on the fence about what the next step is there. So if you got any ideas there, I'm all ears, but I'm going to go to my doctor, and that appointment is just a follow-up for all my testing, which all came back good. So I'm a little, you know, I'm really happy to have done those tests, but I do feel a little bit like I keep telling him all this stuff is wrong, and then we get tests and I come up showing nothing. You know, I had my scope and ultrasounds and stool tests and blood tests, and everything looks great. I don't feel great. I mean, I feel fine, but I'm not the same great as everyone else. That's for sure. Something's different, but it just doesn't seem like I can't see any path to any resolution or any. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe there's something, some more actionable stuff I can do. I don't know what that is, so I'm not sure. You know, I feel like I could seek out gastroenterologists and spend my time and spend a lot of energy doing all that. But again, I don't know, you know, that there's any clear action there. It seems like we've done all the tests that they're going to typically recommend. Now, someone very specialized might be different. Anyways, I don't know. I don't know what to do about all that. So I'm going to go talk to my doctor, and I guess I'll see what he says. And if you guys have any ideas, I'm all ears. I'm really sort of unsure about what to do. I feel generally fine. I feel fine with not doing anything. And just sort of letting time go on and see what happens. I don't know. Anyways, all that stuff is slightly frustrating, but it's not too big a deal, and it's nothing I need to act on right this sec. So I guess I will. My current plan is to sort of just let things develop, I guess, and see what the next what the next phase is. I don't know. Anyways, enough about that, you guys. I'm gonna go get on with my Sunday and do some relaxing, try and stay warm. It is freezing out there, so I'm probably gonna stay inside and just putter around. So hope you guys have a great week, have a great day. Hope you stay the course and make some progress. If there's anything I can share with you at all that's helpful, let me know. And as always, you guys, thank you so much for listening and watching. It just means so much to me. So thanks very much, and I'll check with you guys next week for episode 104. All right, you guys, have a great week. Talk to you soon. See ya.